T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know if it's like a walk down memory lane to think about these toys that we had when we were kids. The Toy Hall of Fame announced their nominees for potential toys that could be inducted. It's like the Oscars.
I know.
It could go into the Toy Hall of Fame in November is when they finally decide. This one's on the list.
My little pony, my little pony, what is friendship all about?
It's so funny. Yep. My Little Pony is
that was me, 80s.
Were you really a My Little Pony kid?
It was I think they were mid 80s to like early 90s, and then now it's back. There's like new episodes. Everything is old as new again. But yeah, I think that was I grew up with My Little Pony.
You have affection for that, Kendra, do you?
I do, but I was more of a Gem girl. I liked Gem.
I don't even know what that is.
Truly outrageous. Every girl that's I'm 38, any girl listening right now that knows what Gem, she had star earrings and she would touch her earring and she would turn into like the rock star. Everybody knows Gem and the Misfits.
Was it a doll and like a clubhouse and like all these accessories?
Everything. Yeah. And a cartoon.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Yeah, they get
Gem.
You. What would you bring back if you could?
Oh, God. What would I bring back? I used to like the game Masterpiece, which was like an art auction game. And they still have it, but it's like on eBay and stuff for like $1 million.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
It's so funny, those board games, some of them are still, like Clue, I think, is still around.
Monopoly,
You know.
I have a Golden Girls Clue game, thanks to you guys, I believe.
I believe that was
a Christmas gift
one
that's year.
That's right. We found a Golden Girls.
Yeah. So what happens is there's 12 toys that get nominated to go into the Toy Hall of Fame, and then they pick 3 out of those 12 each year to be like that, the class of 2020, the 3 toys that will be inducted.
This one's on the list too.
Yeah. That should go in. That's a classic. I would vote for Light Bright.
I have one.
Do you still have it? Do you have all the little things that go in?
The little bulbs. Yes, I have one in my house right now. Yes.
I think we had a Light Bright when I was a kid, but we, you know, of course the little tiny light things that go in got scattered far and wide throughout the house.
That's another one that you stepped on in the middle of the night,
the little
bulbs. The other one is Yahtzee, which I think I played Yahtzee 2 weeks ago. We went to a friend's house and we played.
Yahtzee, that dice rolling strategy game you play like cards.
I love these commercials so much.
I love Yahtzee.
The
small straight, the full house.
I've never played in my life.
The last time we played around the kitchen table, and it started out as family game night, and we were all getting along, and there were snacks and drinks and stuff. And then my wife like started to build a lead and won going away. And by the end of it, I was like, the hell with this. I hate this game. I think I flipped over the board by the end of it.
Oh, my God. No, we always get in a fight about the bonus, because if you get at the top section and you have to get a certain amount to get the bonus, you get your bonus? And then you yell and you say you didn't add your scores up right. It's hilarious.
Well, and if you win, you get bragging rights for days.
Yeah.
You just go, but last Saturday I won the Yahtzee game.
No, I think Yahtzee should go into the Hall of Fame. I think Light Bright should go. I think Sorry should go.
Sorry, I think I had that too.
Risk, Sorry. It's funny. I looked at this Hall of Fame.
Is a Hall of Fame.
There physically is in Rochester, New York.
And can you go and see, they're all on display?
Yes. I mean, pandemic, I don't know about that now, but
that's
there's
so
a physical
cool
place in Rochester, New York, where you can see the Jack in the Box, the G.I. Joe, the Crayola crayons.
Did Teddy Ruxpin make it in? Do you know Teddy Ruxpin, the bear?
Oh, he was up to me. I don't know if he got in, but wasn't
Teddy Bear is in Teddy Ruxpin, no. How are Hot Wheels not in? Hot Wheels are not in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Really?
Wow, that's surprising.
That is a scandal. We got to start a letter writing campaign or something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.